If you speak in tongues, you should have an interpreter. You know, our beloved sister, she first interpreted the song, and then she gave us in a different language. Praise the Lord. We need much more of Jesus. This morning, in the breaking of bread, I was going to read from Exodus chapter 12. And we all know what that said. Symbolic of what should happen to Jesus. And the scripture said that the children of Israel should kill a lamb. And if the lamb is too big for the house, then take another house with you. That tells you that Jesus is always more than enough. He's able to spread his word to every single person born on this earth, if we are willing to listen. Praise the Lord. You know, for the past 3 months, we have been discussing and ministering on the subject of the great salvation. We listened to our brother Fraser for over 2 months. And then on Tuesday nights now, we have been discussing what we heard about our great salvation. By the way, I can take off this, Brother Wilson. Good. Thank you. That great salvation, how great it is. We're going to look at a few things pertaining to our great salvation. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to this earth for only one specific purpose, and that is for that great salvation that we have received. I believe this morning, I do not know your heart and mind, but I believe the greater portion of us, if not all of us, have and are experiencing that great salvation. Amen? Amen. You know, I know we are brethren and we do not shout praise the Lord and hallelujah that much. But when we think of where we were and where we are this morning, every day in our lives, we should be praising the Lord, giving him thanks for this great salvation. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how we thank you for another Sunday morning when your children could meet around the table, could give you thanks for the emblems, to partake of the emblems, know what it signifies. That our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to this earth for one specific purpose, and that is to die. Die for our sins, to redeem us back to himself. And Lord God and Father, we thank you for that redemptive love. All the way to Calvary, he went for us. He went for me. And this morning, we can say that we are free. Not free to do anything we feel like, but free to worship God. Free to praise him. Free to lift up his name on high and say, hallelujah. What a savior. Praise be to God. Lord, I ask you for your help this morning. Help me, O God, that every word that proceeds out of my mouth will be glorifying to you. And Lord God and Father, for those who are listening by Zoom and by telephone, and the gathering here this morning, will get something from your word. That as we go through the week, the month, and the year, if we live, we can continue to praise you. We give you thanks in Jesus' worthy and precious name. My beloved saints, when we think of where we are this morning, the country that we are living in, but for the grace and mercy of God, we wouldn't want to leave our home. But you know what? Greater is he that we serve than those who want to destroy us. God is good. And every day that I got up, my wife and I, we are giving God thanks for taking us through the night and awakening us the next day, for his provision and protection. We are giving him thanks. And I believe all of us, if not most of us, if not all of us, are doing the same thing, because he is indeed worthy of our thanks and our praise. I'm going to look at a few verses of scripture from Matthew chapter 4. We all remember that Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan. And when John the Baptist spoke of him, that there is one coming that is greater than him, John saw Jesus coming. And Jesus came and told John that he came to be baptized. And John was very humbled. He said, "Jesus, I need to be baptized by you. And you coming to me to be baptized." And Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so now." And John baptized him. And the scripture said that as he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit met him. That was the third person of the Godhead. And then a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the scripture continued to say that he was taken up to the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to be tempted of the devil. And we know that Jesus could not fail any test. Jesus was tempted by the enemy. And every test that Jesus went through for those 40 days and 40 nights, he came out victoriously. You know why? Because he used the word. He used the word. "It is written." And brothers and sisters, in spite of what is going on in the world today, if and when we use the word, we will be victorious. Amen? Praise the Lord. The last verse, the last test that Jesus went through, this is what he said. "Then said Jesus unto him," meaning unto the enemy, "Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Continue. "Then the devil leave him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him," Jesus. Jesus heard that John was cast into prison. He departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is up on the sea coast, in the border of Zebulun and Nephilim. That was a fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah. The land of Zebulun and the land of Nephilim by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness, verse 16, the people who sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting nets in the sea, for they were fishers of fish. I just add that in there. You were fishers of fish. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left their father and the net and followed him. Jesus started his ministry after his baptism and after he was tested and tempted by the enemies. And I want to say something, brethren. Everything that Jesus did was something that we could learn from to let us know who he is and how we should carry on the ministry after 3.5 years when he was crucified and caught up back into heaven. Everything that he did was to teach us that we should carry on the ministry that he came to earth for. First, after his death. But I just want to share some things with us that he did. After he called those fishermen, and he told them that they will no longer catch fish for their living, but they will be ministers of men to preach the gospel, and to teach the word of God, to believers, and preach the gospel to the ungodly. And brethren, one of the things that is on my mind every day is our community. We live in a large community. We are so many saints, so many folks live. And this morning when my brother asked if there were any visitors, I think one lady stood up. I believe she's a believer based upon what she's, how she mentioned her name. And there are hundreds and thousands of people around Good Tidings Gospel Chapel. And I believe that people are passing us day by day. Day by day. Night by night. And it seems as if when they pass this building, they do not believe it's a place where the gospel of the saving grace of Jesus Christ is preached. You know, we have been ministering for months about the great salvation. And brothers and sisters, It is a great salvation. And our hearts are filled with joy every time we wake up in the morning and recognize that if we did not wake up, we would have been in glory with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as long as we live as believers, we know that one day we are going to be with him in glory. He's coming for us. Not my word, not yours, but who? The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When Paul listened to the cry of the Thessalonians, they were concerned about what happened to our brothers and sisters that passed away before Jesus returned. And Paul was able to tell them, don't worry. When Jesus returns, those who are in the grave will rise first. And then he will meet those of us who are alive. And we all will go up together to meet him in the air. And my brother and my sisters, one of my greatest concerns is, what about the people around us who they might have heard the gospel and they turned their backs on it? Many of them have never heard the gospel. Are we doing enough for them to hear the gospel? We are going to look at Jesus Christ, what he did when he came and he appointed those disciples and he told them what to do and how to do it. And his fame went around the country where he was living and where he traversed, whether by boat or by walking. At that time, they didn't have any cars. And everywhere Jesus went, crowd followed him. Why? Because Jesus had good news for the people around him. And brothers and sisters, the good news are still here today. Are we spreading the good news? It is so wonderful every time we think about the great salvation. But you know what? There are people who God expect us to go and share that great salvation. You know, for the past few years, because of the virus, we were not able to go through our community or any other community because we were afraid of the virus. As my brother said, we believe that it is over. But as you know, every now and again we hear of another trend of the virus. There's one that I'm hoping that we will never hear of happening in Good Tidings. And most of us know that what that one is. The one from the monkey. We are hoping that God will preserve us, that we wouldn't have to close Good Tidings because of the monkey virus. You know why? Because most of us heard where it came from and why it came. And by the grace of God, we are hoping that we will be spared from that. But other than that, brethren, God expects us to give out. You know, I've mentioned the past 2 years and more, we haven't gone out to our community. But the last time we went out, we had a lot of tracts, and I brought some in my van that I drive around. And up to yesterday, I was in the barber shop. I don't know if the barber did a good job. And when I was leaving, I went to all is a co-ed barbershop, and I give everyone a track. And when I went into a store to pick up something, I heard two men were in there cursing. And when the time I heard that, I said, all what is here, no cursing. I'm a believer in the Lord. And one of them tried to make a joke out of it. And I went back to my van and I got the tracks. And I give each one a track, and all of them say, thank you, thank you. There are some tracks, I believe we may still have some of them here, that said, you are beautiful. And generally, when I'm giving out those tracks, I generally give those tracks to the ladies. And when I was trying to give a gentleman one, I said, oh no, this one is for the lady. And the guy said, give me one. I want to give my wife this one. But brethren, we can give out tracts anywhere we go, on our jobs, on the streets, in the stores. You know what? How many people are saved because of a tract? Many of us remember that brother from Africa. You remember his name? Brother Joshua Ipiki. You know how he became saved? In his part of the world, he was walking and he saw a tract going down the river. And he picked it up. And the rest is history. How he used that tract, God used that tract for him to become a born-again believer. And there are great many people in Africa today because of, he gone on to glory, but because of that one tract. Brothers and sisters, let us make way and find ways to minister. In the near future, we're going to have a gathering here. What is it? Shout it out. Community Day. When we are inviting our community to come and participate in our celebration. We are going to have food and other things given away. But you know, the most important thing that I expect us to give away is the Word of God. The Word of God. And we are going to be traversing our community. If you are recently here and you do not know much about the community, once upon a time we could go and push a gate and go up to the houses and ring a bell. We cannot do it anymore. You know why? We have new folks from the city come into the community, and every one of them put a lock on their gate. We can only fold the tracks and push it in the gate. We cannot go anymore in the homes, unfortunately. But you know what? God is love. He is merciful, and He is forgiving. The things that we didn't do then, there are ways for us to do it. I'm going to tell you a little story. When we used to have the meeting out in the yard, again, because of the virus, we didn't have it. We must be careful how we talk to these people out there. You know why? Every person that Jesus met and speak to, he used love and grace to talk to them. While the preacher was preaching out here that Sunday evening, I stood by the wayside, where the buses parked to pick up folks. And I tried to give two ladies who were passing a truck. And one of them shout out, "We are gay." And they were waiting. Just then the bus came along. And I turned around with a smile on my face. And I said, "God love gays." And they were shocked. They turned around to talk to me. Unfortunately, the bus came. But you know how Jesus ministered to the folks individually and collectively? He ministered them because of their needs. You remember what he said, how he ministered to the woman at the well? Jesus, because he's God, he seek a way how to minister to the lady without telling the lady that she was a sinner. He sat by the well, and the lady came to draw water. And something strange happened. You know what happened? Most of you know that I'm an electrician. And many times I'm working in a job where we have six or seven or even a dozen folks working together. And when lunchtime came, all of us never leave to go and buy lunch. We would get one of the apprentices and we wrote a note. Each one of us would write on the note what they need for lunch. And all the rest of us stay there, work until when they come. But you know what Jesus did, because he's God? He let the 12 disciples went for lunch. You know why that happened? Because he wanted to spend quality time with the lady. You remember when they came back, they wonder, how come you're talking to this lady? Because the disciples knew what the lady was or who she was. And Jesus knew. And because of that, Jesus, because he's God, he let the 12 disciples went away and leave him alone with the lady. And he communicated with the lady. He tried to win her over to listen to him. And you know what? Because of that, Jesus spoke about the well. And then as the conversation continued, Jesus said, ma'am, go and call your husband. And the lady said, I have no husband. Lovingly, Jesus said, you are telling the truth. Could you imagine the voice of Jesus? Humbly, lovingly, kindly, talking to this lady. And when the lady said, I have no husband, Jesus said, you know what? You are telling the truth. Because you have had 6 husbands. And the one that you have is not your husband. And the lady gets shocked. Who is this man that knows so much about me? And you know what? To make a long story short, Jesus said to the lady, you know, they told she was religious, not a Christian, but religious. Said, you know, they told me that when the Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to the lady, the one who is speaking to you, I am he. And the rest is history. We know the story. She was so shocked. I believe if you go to the well now, the bucket is still there. She ran home and she told the men, I have found a man who told me everything that I have ever done. Isn't that this the Christ? And the men ran and go to the well and saw Jesus there and listened to Jesus speaking. And they came back to the lady and said, listen, we believe not so much because of what you told us, but we're able to spend time with the Messiah. And what could you imagine the amount of people who will be in glory because of how Jesus Christ ministered his word to the individuals when he came to them. Now, I just give that by the way. Do you remember after Jesus spoke to the disciples, they went up into a mountain and Jesus ministered to them. And as you know, the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they may tell the story a little differently. So I'm going to turn to John, Mark chapter 5. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mark chapter 5. You remember Jesus was in a boat sleeping. And the wind and the wave came. And the boat was about to be sunk because of the water into the boat. And they went to Jesus and wake him up. Jesus was sleeping. And they wake him up and say, Master, you don't care that we perish? And Jesus was awake. And he calmed the sea. And the men in the boat said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the wave obeyed him? And Jesus said, O ye of little faith. And Jesus was going over on the other side. I'm going to make it quick because I don't want to hear that I speak too long. But I'm going to bring this story we had, there was something that we've been saying in the past few weeks when we study the Bible study about the, what are the words that we use, the three words that we used recently? The what? Shout it out, man. We are all believers here. So great a salvation. Okay, what was it that we were talking about last week? With the salvation, with the believers and the non-believers. What are the two statements that we made? I have them here to make sure that I don't throw it away. You can remind me of it. What the believers and the non-believers do with that great salvation. Jesus said we must go over on the other side. And as soon as Jesus reached the other side, the scripture said, a man that was filled with legions of demons met him and said to Jesus to leave him alone. Let me read it. I don't want to just say it. I want to read it for us. Mark chapter 5. Verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, of the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chain, and the chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. On always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Underline that word worship. Because the man, the words were coming out of his mouth, but it was the words of the enemy. Let's read on. He ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that thou torment me not. That's the enemy talking there. For he said unto him, come out, Jesus speaking now. For he, Jesus, said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is your name? Jesus again speaking. And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. You hear what happened? How much demons were in one person? About 2,000. Brethren, we know and hear everything that is happening. Recently, a few days ago, the former prime minister of Japan, was killed by a man 42 years old who made his own firearm and shot and killed the former prime minister of Japan. We know and hear everything that is going on in America with the shooting and killing of people. You know why? Because the enemy of our souls, thank God for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, are raising havoc in the world that we're living in. Could you imagine one man with 2,000 demons in his body? No wonder no chain could hold him. Let's continue. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. Let's move on to verse 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it into the city and into the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legions, listen carefully, seating, clothed, and in his right mind. What a God we serve. Seated, clothed, and in his right mind. And they, the people around him, were afraid. Now, could you imagine? They knew the man when he was living in the tomb. And Jesus Christ healed that man. And instead of praising God, they were afraid. But let's continue. Continue. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him. In other words, they continued to ask Jesus to leave their country. You know how many people in America today don't want to hear the gospel? Jesus, the man that was the only thing that was left for to happen to this man. You read John chapter 10, 9 and 10. When Jesus said, I am the door. Let me read it so that my brother, could you put it up on the window, on the screen? John chapter 10. Okay. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed and with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Verse 16. And they said, and they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the demons, and also concerning the swine. Continue, my brother. And they began to pray him to depart out of the coast. Continue. And when he was come into the ship, he that been possessed with the devil prayed him, and he began to be with, that he might be with him. The man wanted to go with Jesus. But Jesus, because he's God, he knew that if the man came with him and told the story where Jesus was going, they might believe him. But the people in his community knew him when he was living in the tomb. I just imagine no children would be on the street, whether day or night, adults would not be there because they were afraid of this man who was possessed with over 2,000 demons. And Jesus said, no. I think Jesus speaks lovingly, not like how some of us would speak. Go back home. No, I think Jesus lovingly say, go back to your district. Go back to your part of the country. And tell them how great things God has done for you. And you know what he did? He didn't argue with Jesus. He understood what Jesus was saying. And he went back to his country and began to tell them about the great things that Jesus Christ has done for him. So two groups of people in the same area. Some begged Jesus to leave us alone. You know why? They rather have the pork to eat. And the man is dead because that's the only thing that was left for him to be happening to him. That's why I asked you to look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verses 9. I am the door, Jesus speaking. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy and to kill. I am come that you might have life and have it how? More abundantly. The only thing that was left to be done to this man was the enemy to kill him. But our God never late. Jesus went there on time and rebuked the enemy. And this man became a missionary for the kingdom of heaven. Brethren, around our community, there are people, every minute, not too long ago, somebody gets shot not too far from here. The enemy want to destroy us. But thanks be to God, greater is he that is in us, those of us who are believers, than he that is in the world. And my beloved brethren, I'm going to finish shortly. Jesus Christ came for one specific purpose, and that is to spread the gospel, number one, and then to go to the cross of Calvary. There he died for our sin. And the last commandment that he gave to his disciples, fear not, they should go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Jesus didn't just tell them that and say, I'm leaving you unrushed. And Jesus said to them, and lo, I am going to be with you always. Beloved saints, we have some work to do. It might be late, but God is a merciful God. The things that we didn't do, he forgave us of it. And he's saying to us, Lloyd Allwood, and you can put your name in there. There are people around us who want to hear the word of God. I think my brother Grant and brother Archie, and I don't know how many, went to a graduation that used to take place here. And the Lord let it so happen that the people want to come back here to have their graduation with those children. But they had it over the park recently. And my brethren told us recently that some of the teachers are believers. They may not be able to teach the kid the Bible like how we learn at school, but they are trying. They know how they go to different churches and they are believers. Brethren, you know one of the great things that I believe going to happen, and my brother announced it this morning, that we're going to have our Sunday school in here again by the will of the Lord. We are praying that the virus will give us time to have our Sunday school back in Good Tidings, to have our Bible study back in Good Tidings, to have our class for baptism back in Good Tidings. All of these things. Do you know why? God is a merciful God. And the time is short. When Jesus began to preach, he was preaching about the end times. And Jesus died, went back to glory. And if that time was the end time, what is the time that we are living in now? God wants us to continue and make time to preach the gospel, to give out tracts, to invite our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers to come to church. Jesus, the only place that Jesus used to went where people were worshiping is in the synagogue. And that's the place he had the most difficult time because they did not want to believe him that he was the Son of God. They took up stone to stone him at many times. But because he was God, Jesus didn't have to run. He could pass the man with the stone and just pass him like this. And no stone was thrown at him. Praise be to God. And my brethren, if we go out there under the banner of the cross, God will deliver us, protect us, and help us to pass the word along so that those who do not know him will come to know him. And sooner or later, brethren, all these empty benches, I'm not, sometimes we preach and we say we don't want, we're not talking about crowd. But you know what? When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 4,000 souls or 3,000 souls were saved. And then when you went on to Acts chapter 4, it is said that 5,000 men, and you know that they said that anywhere you find men, you're going to find more women. All these people were saved because what? The gospel was preached and they're glad to hear the word. When you talk about Jesus, when he went up into the mountain with those crowds, the people listened. And those days they have very little hospitals or doctors. They did have doctors because the woman with the issue of blood said that she spent, the scripture said that she spent all that she had with doctors and could not be healed. But when she met Dr. Jesus, all she did was touch him. And the blood was dried up. Beloved, there are people out there who need us. They are believers, let me say this one thing. If you are here and sometimes you get sick, do not be afraid to call the elders of the church to come and pray with you. Jesus went and he prayed and he touched people and they were healed. We have many doctors today. So we pray for them and they go to the hospital, and so many of our saints went to the hospital and got healed. Our few brethren, our sisters who got the virus, we pray for them. And many of them, some of them are here this morning, or my brother over there, when they prayed for him, even the doctor could not understand what's happening. But God, the great God, is sitting with us this morning. What a great God we serve. My beloved saints, God love you. And he gave us a task to do. Let us do it quickly because time is running out and the needs are great. There are people out there who need to hear the gospel, and we have the good news of the great salvation. Let us use it and use it wisely. We do not know how long we have remaining here. If there's another 25 years from now, many of us will not be here. And those young men, like young brother Grenade, the brother up there in the room, brother, young brother Agard, and all the young men, if the world lasts so long, they will be the leaders of Good Tidings. Those of us who are up in age, let us do what we can, for time is running out. Let us preach the gospel. Let us spread the news of the great salvation, because time is running out. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God preserve you, that we can use the little time that we have left to tell the world how great a salvation we are experiencing. Let us share it with them. Share the good news for Christ's sake. Let us close in prayer. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God and Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercies and your grace. We thank you, God, that you did what only you could do. You sent your only begotten Son. There was no man found on earth worthy to die for the sins of the world. Every one of us, regardless of who we are, sometimes we call ourselves good. We could be great. We could have love, but not the love of Christ. But Jesus Christ came to this earth. He chose 12 men. One of them was a criminal, and he sold him for 30 pieces of silver. But Jesus Christ, he went to Calvary, and there he gave his life a ransom for us, so that we who trust him as Lord and Savior could continue to spread the good news that Jesus saved. Oh God, we thank you that Jesus saved, and he's able to save to the utmost. Lord, help us that we will pick up the mantle and run with it in our community, where we live, our friends. Some of us have family members who are not yet saved. Oh God, help us to witness to our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, our husband, if our husband not saved, our wives, if they are not saved, and tell them of the great love that Jesus Christ had for us because he died for us. Lord, we give you thanks for the rest of today, oh God. We just pray that whatsoever to go forth, that you will be with us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In and through the worthy name of thy Son, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you, dear brethren, and continue to do the good work. And let us work together to spread the good news of salvation to those who need it and need it badly. God bless you, for his name's sake.